is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Coach, this past Friday night was a very good night for the Buccaneers.
Was. We hopefully learned from a little adversity and got a little better. And feel like we took a step back yesterday at practice. Wanted to try it again the old way, but hopefully we nipped that and we'll be a little better today from it.
Well, Atkinson County came in, and their record was 0-5, but when you look at who they played and how they played, they weren't really what you would classify as an 0-5 team.
Yep.
And they've always played us very hard and tough in the past, and it really looked like we were going to have a really, really tough game with them. On the scoreboard, we ended up 52-0. But it was some interesting plays in that ball game. Why don't you talk about how y'all came out offensively and the mindset and how we were just doing what Buccaneer football is, just running that ball.
Yeah, we felt like we trimmed some distractions down. We, you know, don't want to blame injuries, but we've been bitten hard this year, harder than I can remember as a coach maybe on an injury bug. Remember one year back in 07, I got bit harder, more permanent. These are just annoying injuries, a lot of ankles. But I felt like we'd rep the two-back eye offense for 3 weeks. That was the third week. And finally, it looked like we had knew what we were doing. We just had to basically scrap our offense because of injuries and go instead of a three-back wing T look, we went to a two-back eye and added an extra receiver and tight end to compensate for the lack of running backs. So that helped us a lot. I did feel much better about our mental focus. Some of the kids that were distractions were not this week. Just learning from our mistakes. I'm not down. I'm just learning to grow up. That's what I'm referring to.
And so you've got a fairly young team too.
We do, and we do. And I felt like that a lot of the kids we needed to grow up did, and they were really focused. Now keeping that focus is going to be a challenge. You know, we're facing a better team this week coming up, and there's going to be some adversity. How do we deal with adversity this time, you know?
Yeah. In this game, I noticed, too, that we didn't have to punt one time.
It's funny you said that. Those games are fun.
Yeah, they are.
Those games are fun. So, yeah, we, you know, didn't have to punt one time. We limited some things some young men were doing, like Demarion McNear had 12 carries, 147, 149 yards, two touchdowns, and 3 2-point conversions. So, you know, he didn't have to worry about playing defense. We let him focus on tailback all week, and it paid off.
Yeah, and he ran the ball well. He was finding holes. And,
he did.
And your offensive line was really blocking
and
well.
That's another thing. The O-line, we kept them in elements for them to be successful. Did we make every block? No, but as a whole, we, like you said, we didn't punt, and we were able to keep them in an element that within their skill set, I guess is what I'm saying, is we had to really figure out what our new skill set was with the injuries, and we did, and you'll see a lot of the similar stuff this Friday.
Well, and in the passing game, you didn't throw very much, but your receivers, no drops. MJ made a terrific catch for a touchdown, having to twist around and come back, and that was a beautiful play. And then Neo put some passes right on the money with some arm strength when he was doing some scrambling. So, I mean, your passing game looked great. The running game looked great. You just had all those aspects going well for you.
We only had, Harold, about three, arguably four passing plays in the end for that game.
Yeah.
And we capitalized on Neo. It was 4 for 4 for 77 yards. On one of the bigger pass plays, not the touchdown, but one of the bigger conversions that saved us from having to punt, he bought some time on a rollout and allowed MJ to break open for the first down. So he was spot on. The other quarterback that played was my son Brett. He was 0-for-1 throwing the ball. He just slightly overthrew a tight end seam.
He did.
But that really wasn't what we were looking at him for. We were making sure his ball handling skills were back to par, and he did a really good job. His ball handling Friday night was really good.
It was. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, you had all the aspects of the game going well, even kickoffs. I know they kind of muffed one, and we were able to capitalize on that and hold them deep, and eventually got a safety on it when they had to punt. And
yeah,
that was a bad snap.
Our kicking game is better than last year as a whole. You know, we've got Dawson Hassler's a elite level long snapper. Brandon Fowler's doing a good job of getting the ball fairly deep on the kickoffs. I wish we had a little more placement control, you know, to plop it in a green grass area instead of to a receiver or to a return man.
Yeah.
But we're still, we're really good at two-point conversions right now. We were 3-for-3, and then I just decided to show everybody how good we were kicking extra points.
Well.
We didn't do very well there.
I thought, though, you needed to do that because it might come down to where you need to kick those extra points in upcoming games. But he got them both off. He was just wide right on one, and I can't remember how he missed the other one. But thanks to your snapper, he can get them back there in plenty of time for them to have the opportunity.
Yeah, right
to kick
now
them
there'll
off.
Probably be no ties in the extra point game because – our confidence level is way up on the two-point conversions, and it's way down on extra points. And it's not that we don't work. We work them every day.
Yeah.
And, we're just not very good at it. So you may see us with a minute to go in a ball game down 7-6 going for two for the win or the loss. That's just where we sit right now.
I like that. Let's go for the win. Well, how about tell us about your standouts on offense? Already mentioned Demarion McNear.
We had Demarion McNear. He was a standout. You know, Jalen Ellison was the lead blocker all night. Had a couple of runs himself at fullback. He did really well. The offensive line as a whole played really well, but Wayne McClendon, Trey Miller, and Dalton Riles, all three seniors, you know, big young men, they crushed some people on some double teams.
Yeah.
I mean, just buckled them. So, you know, we had some holes there. And, you know, MJ Quarterman had some big – hit a touchdown catch, big conversion catch, and then Reggie Stevens came in and ran the ball as a backup tailback really well, and he had two big catches Friday night in our offense. You know, he starts at corner, so I didn't – he was just in a backup role Friday, but did an excellent job. He'll be in the same role this week.
That's good.
You know, Neo was another one. He scored on a follow play, a counter play. He threw the ball well, led the team well. Neo was really on Friday.
He led the offense. He's just doing an outstanding
job.
That's
what frustrates me right now is to see where we can be and what level we can play on and the level of success we can be in. But sometimes we're not working like we need to be. And I just think that's a product of how young we are.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. All right, coach. We talked a little bit about, we were talking about your offensive standouts there. We just talked about McNair running at tailback, and he really did have an outstanding night. And some of the others, anybody else that you want to highlight here on offense?
No, that's just Jaden Lightson. Came in at fullback JV portion of the game. When he played a lot of the younger kids, and he ran like a varsity player. If he would give that effort every Friday, he'll see some varsity time as well.
He did. We were impressed with him up in the booth. We were, saw number one carrying the ball and dragging tacklers down the field. We're saying, who is this kid? And we looked him up. He's a freshman. He's probably been just playing JV and his first time in the varsity action.
So that is correct.
Was that a adrenaline, or is that going to be the way he runs every time he gets the ball? We'll see, because I know you you saw that too. How about on defense? You had told us in the week before to watch out for that that big tailback that they had back there. They run the single wing, so they had two tailbacks in both sets of hands up trying to figure out who was going to get the snap. And big number 44, MJ McKinnon, my goodness.
He's big.
Very big. It says here he's 6 foot 225. I'd say he was closer to 260 the way he looked out there on the size. He was a handful for you guys.
Yep, he was big. He was big. He hit us with a fullback trap a couple of times. But basically what happens, they bring the guard from the backside over to play side, and they don't block one of your players on the line.
Uh-huh.
And they're hoping that player runs upfield, and we did. And they trapped us twice on two of his bigger runs. So that was a big load for us to have to drag down the secondary.
I don't know what he averaged, but it looks like he was getting easily 4, 5, 6 yards every time he carried. And it kind of worried me. I was hoping he would tire out, but
they're in the first half. We were up 8-0, and it was 7:04 to go in the second quarter.
Right,
and we'd only had the ball one time.
I know.
So that was ball control at its best. You know, that's our philosophy. But
they were running the same thing, and they were
in
just
the first half. He was being effective. The only thing that's, you know, we bent a little bit, but we didn't break. So they did milk the clock, but they didn't have anything to show for it.
No.
So, you know, ultimately in that strategy, you want to control the clock, go down and score, and then them go, wow, half the quarter's gone. So they did. I felt like their ball control was really, really good. They just our defense was just a little bit much.
Well, both teams were running the ball, so the clock was just continuously running. And,
yep.
And we kept wondering, well, are we going to get a stop on these guys? Because they're not breaking anything. They're not hitting any passes. They're just getting those first downs. And but that big guy was the main one. But he played defense too, so he finally wore down. And in the second half, they were done. They were done. We were moving the ball at will. It was a great win for the Buccaneers.
Yes, it was.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about your defense.
Well, we're not the same defense that we were earlier in the year. We had our third shutout of the year.
We did, yeah.
So in that defense that's on the field right now, we've got three players. Four players that didn't start the year, so that's a pretty big impact off a defense that was shutting teams out, holding the Glenn Academy to 14 points in that
year. Right.
So the guys that have stepped up have done a good job. We're still a little different defensively though than we were, and Harold, we still have not allowed we're in week going into week 7, and we still haven't allowed a running play touchdown this year. We've given up some passes. And we gave up a scramble, a missed sack on a pass play that scrambled it 6 yards into the end zone.
Yeah.
And you say, well, that's a rushing play. Because, well, he didn't run in on his feet, but it was a pass play. Nobody's called a running down that's beaten, gotten in the end zone yet. So I've been really, you know, I know we're going to give that up at some point, maybe too much, but I'm excited about that portion. I think in the end of this season, that's going to be the thing that keeps us in ball games is our defense.
It will. Your defense, your players, they go to the ball, they gang tackle, and if one thing I've noticed, it's like the ball carrier is a magnet. If you've got that, like, big MJ, when he was standing up running and one guy was hanging on to him, you could see the rest of the team going in there to help bring him down. It's not well, just watch the play. I like the way your defense moves to the ball, and they're working hard. So I agree with you. What's going to carry us is the defense.
Yeah, we're getting better offensively, so I feel pretty good about it. You know, the kids on defense that have stepped up. You know, Jabari Grant got his first start Friday night.
Yeah, he looked great. We called his name a lot for tackles.
He played well. Sam Sullivan got his first start Friday night. Those were the two main first starters that went in. Anthony Jackson has replaced an injured Derek Irons, and Anthony has done a really solid job. Anthony is even if Derek were to be healthy this week, Anthony's still going in the ball game. Anthony can play all three defensive line positions. He's strong, so he's a vital part of the defense as well. He's getting better every week. If we'd started him there this summer, I think he would be on par with a couple of the other guys right now.
Right. We called his name several times Friday night too. Well, that was a great team effort, offensively, defensively. No turnovers, no punts, and plenty of exciting Buccaneer football. Just run that ball, and those traps that you were running on offense were just spectacular. And McNair was running through those holes.
Well, we
very elusive back, very powerful back too.
We ran, a fullback lead play Friday night. We ran a trap play. We ran a pulling counter wing tee look, but it was not out of the eye.
Yeah.
And that play opened up big. I got a kick out of that one. I usually never hear anything from the stands, and I heard a guy yelling, "Throw the ball, throw the ball." And we ran that play for a touchdown, and I didn't hear him anymore. Then he started yelling, "Run the ball." And we threw to MJ for a touchdown, so he was 0-for-2.
Oh, that happens, doesn't it? Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy in downtown Darien. All right, Coach. Well, we've improved the record to 3-3, and now we start the region schedule coming up this Friday night, and we have to travel all the way up to Millen and face Jenkin County, the Jenkin County War Eagles. And,
yeah, they're good ways.
It's a little drive, but...
up above, a little bit above Statesboro.
It is. Go to Statesboro and turn right. Or head northeast, I should say. Been there many times, been through that town. They've got a new high school, new stadium, and everything up there. It's... They're a very good football team, Coach. They're 6-0, and this will be our first region game. Tell us about them. What do they run? What are they doing?
They're a wing T offense that also runs some very good option out of it. It makes them very deadly. They're in the top 5 in scoring in the state right now, and they're not bad defensively. They've had a big junior class last year that we were able to barely beat. We beat them in 4 overtimes.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like they've had us circled on the schedule for a while. They know we're we've been dealing with some adversity, so they're going to come after us Friday. We're going to have to play our best game of the year to have a shot to win that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, they're just a senior loaded team like we were last year. They play hard. Charlie Waters is their head coach. He does a great job with the program there. They've got a monster fullback that also plays linebacker. They got a water bug quarterback, and their two wingbacks may be their two best runners. They don't throw the ball great. They throw it enough to beat you if you're not careful. So that part may help us a little bit. We've got to figure out. I think we'll play well defensively. We got to figure out a way to move the ball on that defense. That defense is really tough.
Yeah, that'll be the thing. You can't be going up there and then going three and out on offense. You've got to move the ball to keep it away from them.
Yep, we got to move the ball, and we got to be productive when we do. Need to get in the end zone, make it count. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a good game to go see. It's a battle of two top programs in our region. This one has travel playoff implications. The winner still gets the chance to host. The loser can only lose one more, and they'll be on the road in the playoffs.
Right. So this is kind of a region championship game.
We got to win three out of the four to host. And we only got to win one to go to the playoffs, but three out of the four to host. I feel good about one of our opponents I feel pretty good about. And the other three are going to be tough.
Going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough region this year. Three of the teams that could make the playoffs could advance in that first round. So
it's going to be a three-way race. Probably a three-way race. There's Portal's really coming on with that Power Five receiver that's going to Florida.
Yeah.
There, if you can handle him, you can keep staying in that ball game. But if you don't handle him, man, he can light you up in a hurry.
Yeah, got to keep the ball away from him and tackle well. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, they run the wing T on offense. What kind of a defense are they going to throw at you?
They run a 5-2 under. It's a good defense. I ran it a lot in my career. Still use it sometimes. So I know how to attack it. Just a matter of can our Jimmies do something with their Joes.
It always comes down to lines, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're tough. They got some really athletic kids on defense. But they've got a lot of kids playing both ways.
Okay.
And I don't feel like that they've been pushed four quarters. So, you know, they've got a lot of confidence on their side right now. That's going to be something we have to overcome. And then our strength of schedule is noticeably better. How do you make a strength of schedule play in your favor? Well, you've got to push that strength of schedule on them for four quarters.
Right.
And if we can do that, we may come home with a W. If we can't, they'll probably nip us.
Well, I've always complimented you on your the way that you do schedule and put those tough games at the very beginning to prepare your teams for what's coming up in the region and make them a tougher four-quarter football team.
We will be, in it. I still think we're a week away from being full strength, but we'll be a little better shape than we were two weeks ago.
Well, you can't put kids out there that aren't ready, and the replacements have got to step up.
Well, I could see us happening right now here. We could win all four. We could lose several, but one of the things that I see happening is we need to worry about just getting in the playoffs. Once we get there and get healthy, I think we're capable of beating anybody in single A. But getting there and being healthy is going to be the two challenges we face more than who we're winning or losing to.
Right, right. Well, it's going to be a barn burner. And then once we get past them, we'll be back home. Now we're going to alternate road and home.
Three of the last five are home, and so – I'm excited about that. We'll be home next week for a homecoming.
Yeah, have Montgomery County, and they've not been doing. They've not had a very good year.
We've got a great shot to be 2-0, 1-1 in the region at that point. And we'll play a good ECI team that we beat for the region championship last year. And then we'll play an explosive portal team that's had trouble with us in the past on senior night.
Yeah. So that'll be a good ending to the season. It's, boy, it goes fast once we start the season.
It does. It sure does.
I can't believe we're sitting here talking about game 7 on the schedule.
One of the ways I've got this year scheduled is we've got a week off to heal up before the playoffs, and that week could be vital for us.
Could be, yeah. That is good. Gives you extra time to prepare and get some of the injuries cleared up and be ready to go. All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the Atkinson County victory. That was a great win for the Bucks, and got a big one coming up this Friday night up in Millen. So let's go get them and come home with a big victory. So let's go Bucks.
Go Bucks.